is that they were shooting between our own soldiers that had been deployed at the residence of Jarola Kolkor. You know, there were two security rings that were established. The outer protection force that was comprising of a platoon-sized force that surrounded the residence to give extra protection. Then you had a close protection force, a smaller one inside. So we do not know what had happened. They started quarreling among themselves and they started exchanging fire. And as a result, two soldiers were shot and wounded. In response, our chief of defense force rushed to the scene and ordered them to cease further shooting. And he had promised that an investigation would be conducted tomorrow to find exactly what had happened. Why did they decide to quarrel and exchange gunfire? Mm. This is what had happened, but the situation has been brought under control.
Mm. General, does that necessitate the heavy shooting around?
Well, yes, those who were involved know why. They escalated from a small sound fire to artillery fire.
Mm. Because as we speak, the shooting is still going on. Are you in control of the army or the
army? No, where I am. You know, I'm not very far from this residence. This residence is near American residence, and I'm within the same area. We are not 2 kilometers apart from each other. We do not know why there was shooting between the two soldiers, but an investigation will be done tomorrow. But the situation has been brought under control.
Is there any reason as to why soldiers are deployed at General Kolkor's home?
Last week there were instructions directing him to remain indoors, meaning to remain within the confines of his residence. And after that, those orders were delivered. Additional security was provided to ensure his safety and security.
So, what would you tell South Sudanese who are worried about the situation?
Let me reassure them that the situation has been contained, and more steps will be taken tomorrow to ensure that it does not occur again.